Come let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand. Come let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His. On the farthest hill, I will sing His name. I will praise Him still.
Stand with us.
When dark trials come, and my heart is filled with the weight of doubt, I will praise Him still. When the morning falls on the farthest hill, I will sing His name. I will praise Him still. When dark trials come and my heart is filled with the weight of doubt, I will praise Him. Father, thank You so much that You are never changing.
Yes.
Lord, that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm. And Lord, that You have never ran away from us. You have never walked away from us. But Lord, that You have always stayed firm in who You are because You are perfect in who You are. And Lord, that no matter how far we may run away, it is only one step to come back.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you for that forgiveness, that grace, that mercy that we get to experience because of salvation. And Lord, through the blood of Jesus, Lord, that we are free. Free in you, free from sin, free from the bondage that the devil would love to try to chain us up in. But Lord, we are free in you. And Lord, I just pray that you would continue to fill each one of us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would continue to work in us as we seek you, desire you, and know you more. I pray that we would become more like you. We would be a testimony to those around us, to the ones that see our life, of what the grace of God does and how it transforms and changes each one of us. Lord, just make us more into who you want us to be each and every minute. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound. Set me free. Satan had me bound. Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound. Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Henry, what's something you're thankful for this morning?
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Judd. Oh, you got to wake up? Were you scared you weren't going to? I mean.
The breath of life.
Yep.
Yep.
His mercies
are new every
day. Amen. I've tried in vain a thousand ways, my fears to quell, my hopes to raise. But what I need, your word has said, is ever only Jesus. You died, you lived. This weary heart finds all it needs in ever only Jesus. Want to know you, Jesus, my Lord, King of the for your name, I have.
trade my treasure. All my reward, Jesus, to know you, then know you more. Like wave after wave on the ocean, like all of the sand on the shore, your beauty and I must know you more. Like wave after wave on the ocean, like all of the sand on the shore, your beauty and glory are endless. Oh Jesus, I must know you more. I want to know Jesus, my Lord, King of the heavens, King of my soul. I trade my treasure, all my rewards, Jesus, to to know you, then know you more.
Amen. The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever, and he is mine forever.
On the mountain high or in the valley
I pray this morning that that is what we would live for, is eternity. Would we understand that the 70-some years that we are promised here on this earth are just a very short time to what is all of eternity?
Yes.
Would we put that in perspective? Would we plan for the future,
yes,
and not live for this present day and age? Would we seek above all to abide with you? Whether it's here or whether it's for all eternity, but Lord, that we would abide in your presence. That is my desire today, Lord, is to know you more in these things, to just live in the very presence of Jesus. Lord, that I may do no evil, that I may not sin, because I am in the presence of God, and that his Spirit is dwelling and alive and well within me. Lord, I desire that this morning, and we look forward to that day where we do stand or kneel or bow or lay before the throne of God and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength. Power of darkness comes in like a flood. The battle belongs to the Lord. He'll raise up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength. Strength to the Lord. So our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell the story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Amen. You may be seated.
The kiddos can come up. Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all? Good. It's good to have you here. So I've been thinking this week about a story. So I'm going to start telling you a little bit about the story, and I want you to guess who I'm talking about, okay? Good guess, but nope. But should I start talking about it, and then you can guess? So there was someone that had 12 sons. So this guy was a part of 12. Oh my goodness, Tesla, who?
Wait, the father?
No, not the father, the son.
The son.
Yes, he had 11 siblings.
11. That's definitely.
Do you remember?
I think I know. I get the names mixed up.
Yeah. Do you want to guess?
Sure.
Okay.
Joseph.
Good job. What in the world? That's amazing. It's Joseph. You're right. I said there was 12 of them, and she's like, I know. Good job. So Joseph was someone who his father loved a little bit more than all of his other siblings. He was the youngest, right? Do you guys remember that story? And his dad made him a beautiful coat that had lots of colors on it. And it was so beautiful, and he probably loved to wear it. Do you think his siblings loved it? No, why didn't they like
it? Our father didn't ever make us a new coat like that.
Your dad never made you a coat like that? Maybe you should ask him to make you a coat like that. I bet he loves you, even if he didn't, because you know what? My dad never made me a coat like that either. But I know he loves me. But he did keep me warm. Does your daddy keep you warm in the winter with coats and stuff? Yeah?
He loves me.
I know. So this dad really loved his son, and he made him a beautiful coat. But his brothers were like, no fair, right? Which I can kind of understand that they would have felt a little bit slighted that they didn't get a beautiful coat, yeah?
They were jealous.
They were jealous, that's right. So, Joseph, I have a couple pictures here, and I might read some of it, but it might be easier just to tell the story. So this is a picture. There's Joseph, and they're taking his coat. So what did his brothers do? Yes.
They threw him in the well, and then they got him out because they saw some people who took them, so they sold him.
That's right. They sold him to be a slave. But they actually wanted to kill him, but one of his brothers saved his life, and instead they sold him. Do you think Joseph might have felt like, wait, did God forget about me? I bet he kind of did. If all of a sudden your siblings would get so mad at you that they would decide to sell you off to strangers, and your whole life would turn upside down and you would miss your family, do you think you might start wondering, God, where are you? I thought you were going to protect me, right? But was God watching over Joseph?
Yes.
Yes. Does he watch over us?
Yes.
Yes, even when things might be hard, okay? Because God had a plan and a purpose for Joseph's life. Do any of you remember what that purpose was?
No. Do you remember, Lexi?
I think he was going to become like a king.
Yes. God actually used Joseph later to save so many people from starving because there was a famine in the land, and Joseph became really close to Pharaoh, and he had control over all the grain and all the food in the land. And so he saved up for 7 years of famine. And guess what? He saved his brother's lives and his father's life because he was sold into slavery and went to Egypt, right?
Yeah.
So do you think God worked that for good in his life? Yes, but there was probably many times along the way that he kind of wondered, God, what are you doing? Why do I have to suffer like this? Do you think he sometimes wondered? But he didn't see the whole picture. He just saw a tiny little bit, right? And sometimes when we feel sad, or maybe someone that we love moves away or dies or changes happen that are sad and they make us feel sad, we can remember God has a plan. Okay? He has a plan that's even better than we can imagine. Okay? But we have to trust him, right? And we can do that because he is a good father and he loves each one of us so much. Okay? He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. No matter what happens or what changes we might go through in life, always remember he is your friend. And you can talk to him all the time, anytime, at night or when you feel sad, and he will always answer. Yes.
I pray to him every day.
I'm so glad. Me too. I love to talk to our Father, right? So I think there's one more picture here of when his brothers came to Egypt and they had a grand reunion eventually. Isn't that a cool picture? Can you guys see it? He's hugging his brothers. Yeah. So remember, everything works out for good, okay, if we love God. Yes, Dom.
I can't remember it.
Oh, bummer. I'm sorry. Okay. That's all I have for you. Can you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. You can go back to your parents. With me.
Good morning to each of you. Glad everyone's here. Welcome. Good to have the Petersheim and the Schroeder family with us here today. Anyway, it's good to have everyone here today. So thanks to the Hershey family for sharing this morning in praise time and Sarita for sharing with the kiddos. That's great. We do have just a word of announcement. We do have a communion today. And then after this, I'll just turn over the time to Brother Phil here shortly. We do have a lunch provided this afternoon, so please feel free to hang around for that. This Wednesday night, we have the Fisher family with the Gospel Express team. The program is back on the bulletin, so this Wednesday night at 6:30, I believe it is. So let's pack the house out. So feel free to bring family, friends, whoever. Love to see this house packed out. So it looks like we have the men's Bible book study canceled this coming Wednesday night now. And then also the 7 o'clock Saturday morning prayers. We do have our youth retreat coming up just around the corner. It's quicker here than we think it is. August 7 to 11. Again, if you have anyone that might be interested, feel free to share the word and get them in touch. The other thing I did this morning is there's a few of you might know the Bontrager family. They are going to be in the area July 26th, which is on a Friday night. And they will be having a concert at the High Plains Harvest Church in Alt, Colorado. So the details are in the back. Again, it's the Bontrager family at High Plains, July 26th. So they asked me to share that with you guys here. I think that's all I have for now. So why don't we just bow our head for a word of prayers and we continue into the service. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love and your goodness to us. As we heard in song already this morning, the battle is all yours. Lord, I just pray that you'd be with us during this time. I just pray that we'd be able to open our hearts to you, Father, and just continue to speak in each of our lives. And Father, I just pray that your name would be honored and glorified. We just thank you and praise you for all you do for us in Jesus' name.
So this morning, as we had previously announced, we're going to give opportunity to share a testimony. If you have something to share that the Lord is doing in your life and you want to share it as a testimony to the Lord, and I want to encourage you with these words, because I think so often, at least in my Christian life, I thought of sharing a testimony as I'm sharing my testimony with you. But that's not how we read it in Revelation. Did you know? Everyone in heaven will have a testimony to share. It won't be to the people in heaven, it'll be to Jesus. And so the Lord was encouraging me with these words. You can turn your Bibles with me to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them before our God day and night. That experience gives us this. And they overcame him. Who's they?
The saints.
Is that you? Yes. Overcame him, the accuser of the brethren. That's who we overcome. Because of the blood of the Lamb. And we're here to celebrate that today. The only way you and I can be overcoming the accuser of the brethren in our life is first of all with the blood of the Lamb. What does the blood signify? What does the blood of the Lamb do in your life? How is it relevant? Yes, covers, washes away our sins. It cleanses us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1 says. If we confess our sin, he is righteous and faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If anyone says he has no sin, he's a liar. The truth is not in him. Then it goes on. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. What kind of fellowship do we have with each other? And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. That's the power of the blood that gives me a testimony over my accuser. Gives you a testimony over all the voices of accusations in our life, whether they come from the devil into our conscience or from the people who are subject to the devil, who the devil is trying to use us to destroy us. He'll do it in any way he can, but that is our victory. And he gives us, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. Because of the blood of the Lamb. It's the only way you overcome. And there's a second one that follows. What's the next one? The word of and because of the word of their testimony. Their testimony has a word. Does yours? In heaven it will. And I hope it's not silent on the earth either. Because if you're silent here, I don't know if you know what you're going to say up there. But they who have overcome will not be silent. They will overcome him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even to death. So it's a threefold victory, right? First, the blood of the Lamb cleanses my sin. And then, let the redeemed of the Lord
say so.
Say so. Who are you saying so? To Christ. Others get to hear it. And it changes your love. You're not fearful of death anymore. Because you don't love your life here on the earth anymore. You now have another life that you love. Your love is set upon him. So I want to share that with you. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, verse 12, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great wrath and knowing that he only has a short time. So I want you to notice that context. This is all happening right under the devil's wrath over our lives. And that gives us much joy. Because it's not happening in the absence of the devil's wrath. This is happening right in his presence, where the Lord invites us to do so. So today I thought I would just open it up this morning. If you have a testimony to share of the goodness of the Lord, it can be simple. It can be 15 minutes. If the Lord has given you a word, please come and say so. And proclaim the Lord's goodness in your life. If we have quiet moments and there's not much going on, then I'm going to continue to lead it so the service flows by asking some of you to come up like we normally do and have a scripture reading. So I have a few scriptures prepared that if it's quiet for too long, and it gives us time to maybe, it may give you time to just process and ask the Holy Spirit, is there something you want me to say? And we have a couple mics for those of you who are not comfortable to come up here and share with this mic. We'll pass this mic around. Lucas will bring this mic to you. Just raise your hand and Lucas will bring the mic to you. Before we go there, I thought it would be very fitting and appropriate to pray over Linda. And then Gloria also asked us to pray for her. But Linda, can we just pray over you? Let's anoint her with oil. If you as a ministry team would please come. Those of you who come here regularly, you know that Linda has been fighting cancer and taking her chemo and radiation. Can we pray over you and anoint you again this morning? Okay, let's do that. I think it's one of the wonderful words of Christ that the Lord gave us is in James 5, and we quote that often, but it was interesting. I was at a small pastoral conference this weekend, and one of the words that we looked at and really studied deeply together was James 5, and how we pray for one another and the effect that it has over our lives and the anointing of oil. And And so it just strengthened my conviction in the reality of this spiritual power that the Lord has given to us. The Lord said, "Is there any sick among you? Let him pray." So let's pray together for each other. Go ahead, let's pray. You can begin if you like.
Lord, I thank you for Linda. I pray, Lord, for our dear sister, Lord, that's going through this. Lord, this conflict in her life now, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you would take this away, Lord. You would give her peace, great peace, Lord. You would wrap your loving arms around her, Lord. You would lift her up, Lord. You would heal her, Lord, and you would just strengthen, Lord, her body and help her, Lord, that she would be set free from this cancer, Lord, that she's battling with. Please, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray this.
Father, I just want to lift up our the sister to you, Father. Lord, I just pray you continue to be with her during this time. Lord, we just ask for healing in her body. And Lord, I just pray that she can keep her focus on you, Lord, and not be distracted. And I just pray the power of the darkness be defeated in every way, Lord. Yes. Lord, just continue to put your angels over her,
Amen.
Protect her, Father. Lord, I just thank you for her testimony
yes.
for you, Lord. We just want to lift her to you, Lord, into your care, Lord. You're the great physician. You're the healer of all. And Lord, I just pray that you continue to guide and direct her. There's forevermore things changing around us, but Lord, you don't ever change. So we thank you and praise you
yes.
for that this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for our sweet sister Linda and just the faithful blessing that she has been to our body here. And I just thank you so much for her faith in you, and even though she is tired and so many days doesn't feel well, still she praises you and still she looks to you. Thank you for the testimony of her life to us. And Jesus, I do pray that you would continue to comfort her and to heal her. Thank you for bringing her this far through her treatments. And God, I pray if there's any pain in her body that you would take it away. In Jesus' name, we pray that you would take all the pain, and if there's any doubts or fears in her mind, I pray you would take those away too, and God, that your love would just shine in her heart and that she would experience you in a way that she never has up until this point. Strengthen her faith, I pray, God. Keep her strong to the very end.
Yes.
God, I thank you for her, and thank you for being such a good father to us and to Linda. I know
yes.
that you will continue to walk with her. In Jesus' name I pray.
Yes. Linda, we anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed. May the Lord safely take you through and restore every day through his mercies that are new every morning. Though your outer man is decaying, your inner man be renewed by the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, protect her and keep her in your love and shepherd her soul safely through, I pray. Touch her body and make her a blessing by strengthening her and encouraging her, Father. Thank you for her faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's also pray for Linda. Father, we lift up Linda before you and Gloria. Lord, we pray for Gloria. We pray that you would bless her and strengthen her today and encourage her, touch her body and continue to heal her, Lord. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you would continue to make her a blessing and an effective witness where you have placed her, to let her light so shine before men that men may glorify you, her Father in heaven. Bless her with your peace and grace and touch her body and heal her, we pray. Would you care to share, Linda?
Hi, this is Gloria, and I just thank the Lord for every day
And what I'm asking prayer for is my blood pressure has been bottoming out, and I've been so dizzy I can't hardly walk. So I just pray that the Lord will heal that and that it will come back up. And I just thank you all for your encouragement and all your love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you. Thank you for Gloria. I hope that heal her up. But is she, I know she'll be in a beautiful place in heaven with you, God. Take away her pain. I know she will be in heaven with you. In this vicinity, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for Gloria and everything she means to us. Bless her and take care of this blood pressure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed. Father, I pray that you would restore her health, but also more importantly, that you would raise her up and encourage her and bless her spirit. And Lord, I pray that as she walks with you, that you would give her that fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit every day. And Father, I pray that you would touch her body and take this dizziness away.
Yes.
Commit her into your loving hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And before we go on, I have a testimony.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm not going to stand up, but I know if anybody can be saved, the Lord saved me and he brought me back from so much. And I just know that if he can do that, he can save anyone. And I pray that no one gives up and people don't turn away. It's so easy to step forward and accept him as your Lord and your Savior, and it changes your entire life. He brings you back. And the song they sang this morning reminded me that where he laid the lamb upon his shoulder and carried us back, he does that for all of us. Just have the faith to step out and accept him as yours. And know that his blood covers everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Anybody else want it?
Lucas, you can get it. You want to do the mic? Father, you guys, prepare something. There's one more thing that I just wanted to say to encourage you, Linda, and Gloria both, and all of us, in that word of James 5. As we studied it together, and I knew this was true, but the Lord gave a clear definition to me of his promise. Verse 13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now listen, and the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick. And that word restore in its Greek meaning has will shepherd safely through. Isn't that wonderful? He will lead you safely through this experience. That's Jesus' promise to you. You're not alone. And the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. So I wanted to just encourage you with that. And bless you both for your faithfulness to Jesus and the blessing it has been in our lives in the last 4 years that we've gotten to know you. Thank you. Anyone else?
One of my favorite scriptures. week, how easy it is for me as a Christian to take for granted the name of the Lord. We know there's power, there's grace, there's strength, there's peace, and all of that in the name of the Lord. And I don't want to take that for granted. I want to appreciate his power in my life every day, and how we can just immediately ask for forgiveness when we fail. We can pray for others when they need help, or when we need help, we just can fall on our knees and ask the Lord to help us. And he is a good, faithful Father, a Savior. And I just want to bless him this morning for being that in my life, and just for that blessing that we have an answer in his word. No matter what we go through, that we have the Lord. We have the name of the Lord. I was so thankful this week for something very practical, but I was really thankful for my friend Jenny. So the boys woke up the other morning with strep throat, and I was like, oh no, here we go. Strep is no fun, and we've been here and done this a few times, and I know how hard it is to get over it. And anyway, I just thought I should ask Jenny if she has any ideas for me. And she said, pray, first of all. And I thought that was such a neat, such good advice. Like, we should advise each other. Hey, do you have any idea? Oh, pray about it, you know. That should be our first thought. And I just love that, because that wasn't my first thought. I was like, oh, what do I need to get him? Antibiotics, you know, what do I need to get? And to just pray. And so we prayed, and then she said a clove of garlic every hour for the entire day. And by the end of the day, they were wishing they'd have strep throat. I said, Mom, I think the strep would be better than the garlic. But the next day, they woke up perfectly fine. And I was so thankful. It seems small, and yet to me, it was just huge, because we had the youth coming over last night, and busy weekend planned, and I was thinking how we're going to do all of this with sick kids, and so that was just a little practical thing this week, and I was just so grateful that we have a living Father, a living God, who cares so much about everything in our life, and he just loves when we come to him and say, God, could you help us? And then he gives us practical ways, or if he chooses to just heal us too. I'm so grateful for that. And it just built my faith too for the coming months. And thinking of moving to Thailand too, the devil has often tried to put fear in my mind of what if this happens, or, you know, what if they get this fever over there, and like just different diseases, and, you know, what if. And the verse that has always been one of my favorites, but lately is even more, is in Romans 8:33. It says, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised? Who is at the right hand of God? Who indeed is interceding for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm so thankful for that.
Can we
think it would make a difference in their life and be a blessing to them as they journey through the next couple few months. All the preparations, the selling of their things or giving away of their things, and just the mental journey, the spiritual journey that you're on right now. Let's just pray for them together. Is that mic still with you?
Yeah.
Whoever wants to pray, just gather together. Lead out. The Lord lead you.
Lord, we ask your spirit upon this family, Lord, and that your spirit, that people will see through them, and that a revival that you will bring to Thailand, Lord Jesus, and the rest of the world along with that. Father, we thank you for the privilege of praying for them, Lord, and Lord, that you be with them every step of the way. And Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I also pray for the Hershey's, Lord. Pray for my son-in-law, Lord, that you would help him to be the leader, Lord, for his family, Lord, in the home, Lord, there in the community, Lord. Just pray, Lord, that you would bless Carrie, and thank you for him so much, Lord, and all he does, Lord. May you just rest upon him, Lord, and be with him every step of the way, Lord. Pray against the enemy, Lord, that would like to destroy peace, Lord, in his life and soul, Lord, and discourage him, Lord. But we just pray for this family, Lord, that they would stay together as glue, Lord, as the Holy Spirit would just hold them together.
Amen.
Perfect harmony, Lord, and the testimony that goes with that, Lord, would be awesome as they walk with you, Lord, and through Thailand, that many souls would be converted, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you for your peace, and we thank you for rest, Lord, as they do ministry, as they get ready to go, God. We just pray, Father, that you would just give them the self-control to rest, Lord, and to not burn out, Father. We pray that, God, that your peace be over their household, Lord, and just in their relationships. At the on the job site, God, we just pray, Lord, that there would just be peace, God, that everything would come together that needs to come together, and that they would just see your hand in everything, God, and that they would know that you're with them, Lord, as they fight this battle, God, and as they move forward, Lord. And we just pray, Father, that the vision would be renewed in their heart day by day of what you're calling them to do, Lord, and what the point of all this is, God. And we just pray, Lord, that it would be near and close to their heart, Lord, and that they would see you and see your hand working every day, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, for the Hershey's and what you've called them to. And I just raise them up and let them rest in the fact that they know you've paved the way and you have given attention to every single detail, because you are a God of everything. And just bring them peace through this all, I pray.
Dear Lord, just pray for the Hershey's and all this change that's come about in their life. But Lord, just pray for your leading, and thank you that you've called them. And Lord, just take care of everything that is needed, and I just pray that they'd have rest in that, knowing that you're leading them. Pray for your leading in their lives and in their children, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, so much that you call us no matter where we are, no matter the call. We know that you are a faithful Father, and I just thank you so much for my sister and her husband and their family. And, Lord, we know you have many more things for them, and it might not be here, Lord. We know it won't be here. And, Father, we trust you for every step of the way for them. And God, I just thank you that we can commit them into your hands. We love them, and we thank you that they will serve you no matter where you call them.
Maybe it wasn't a good idea to stand up here so quickly. It looks like so much fun to go. A year and a half ago, it looked a lot more fun. Not always so much fun. These are the verses I've been thinking about. Romans chapter 12, verse 33 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him and that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen." That's my heart. It's so fun to just be in our own little bubble, I guess you could say. We've got it so good here. And I ask myself, why? Why me? I'm so unworthy. I'm nothing. I'm the least among you guys to go and share the gospel with somebody. I've got so many imperfections and so many things that God is still working on in me. And yet, I can't understand his ways and I don't understand his callings. But he made me who I am. He made me into who I am. And that last verse says it perfectly. From him, through him, and to him are all things. And to him be the glory. That's the simplicity of it. But thank you all for praying. I wanted to say, it's such a bittersweet thing selling all our stuff. We meet amazing people. As I am winding down certain aspects of my business, it's really amazing all the people I meet. Thank you. I get to tell people all the time, you know, firewood customers maybe that I've dealt with for years or first-time ones or some that have just been referred or something. And, you know, I'm like, well, you know, they're like, oh, we're so glad we finally have a supplier for firewood. We've been looking for one for years. And I'm like, I'm so sorry this is the last year. It was the first year and the last year. And they're like, why? So I get to tell them. And I meet amazing people. I was invited to a Bible study the other morning when I delivered a load of firewood. And the guy was like, we're having a Bible study just down the road. Would you come down? I didn't have time that morning, but it was really tempting to. And this is a guy I'd never met before. And so Serrata gets to meet people on Facebook all the time as they show up. You wouldn't believe how many people want us to put them in a newsletter or let them know what we're doing, and they're so excited they want to pray for us. And I find it so amazing how God is doing that just through selling things and just being willing, I guess, to tell people this is what God is doing in us. And we've been so blessed. Sarah and I are just so blessed. The other day I spent over an hour talking to a guy in Colorado Springs. I was moving a utility pole yard down there, and so we got talking, and he said, I heard you're moving to Thailand. And here he'd been down in with the Copper Canyon, down in the Tatamata Indians. He's been going down there every year for a couple, I think he said like 11 years now. He's been going down there every year for a week and building schools and working different things down there. So we were talking about the Copper Canyon, Tatamata Indians and all that, and it was really exciting. And it's just amazing what God does in building these relationships. And I'm amazed at it, and I just want to turn around and give him the glory for what he is doing. That is the reality of it. But thank you all so much for your prayers. I'm humbled by the love that God has given us and the way he has shown us that he is caring. I'm so humbled by that.
I just thought I'd share a little bit too about that. You know, when my wife passed, and you think you're alone. You're not alone. I'm telling you, there's so many people out there, your neighbors, your friends, they're here for you. grandchildren. And the Lord wants us to look up because we know our redemption draweth nigh. There's no need to fear because we have the Lord. And the Bible tells us there is only one to fear. We don't have to fear the devil. Right, Steve? Who do we need to fear?
Fear God.
And give him the glory. That's right. And he'll lift us up. His grace is sufficient. And there's no need to fear, even though we're in this world where we could look around us and it doesn't look too good sometimes. But hey, Jesus said, I think of Jesus' words, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom would be of this world, then it'd be a different story. Then I would fight and then I'd go to battle and go to war and not have war. But it's not from this world. We're living with Jesus, and our hearts need to be with him. And I had to think here in Isaiah, verse 41, verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I like that. That he's saying, I will hold thee up with the right hand of my righteousness. And when we have that righteousness, like Phil brought out this morning, the blood of Jesus applied, and we have sins forgiven, and now we could experience his righteousness, his right hand of righteousness. And down on verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Now he's going to hold our right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee. Again he's saying that, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth that shall thresh the mountains, and beat them shall small, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as shaft. In other words, he does so many things for us. And in closing for me, I'm going to read these verses that were picked out in Isaiah 43, 1 to 4, that my wife had in her wall, and I so much liked it. It says, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious and honored in my sight because I love you. And I read that to my brother-in-law yesterday morning, and he says, I feel the love. Do you feel the love this morning? It's in Jesus. Thank you.
I'm not trying to make a scene or anything, but I feel like I'd like to share with you guys what's going on with me. Recently, I've had this heart thing going on for a while. And then I got prayed for over and for the AFib. Well, that I thought I was good to go, but started waking up dizzy, and when I lay down, I get dizzy. And I don't know. I just appreciate your prayers because I'm used to always being busy, so it's hard. And get tired a lot. The situation is it's moderate aortic stenosis. And fortunately, Debbie went with me to the doctor, and I like had no clue, but she wrote down some things, so we looked it up, and it's kind of a problem. I guess there's not anything much they can do with it. It's some type of heart disease. But anyway, I just hate being not busy. Miss that. And I came up to ask Brother Phil and whoever would like to pray for me. Get anointed with oil.
Guys, whoever would like to come on up. Can you kneel down?
Sure.
Are your knees going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. All
right. Can you grab that mic?
Lord, we thank you for Tim and just his faithfulness to you, God. And we can just see that he's a changed man, Lord. We just thank you for that, Lord. And thank you for renewing the inner man, Lord, that he's a man that seeks after God and not the foolish things of the world, Lord. And yes, we just thank you so much for the change that you bring, God. And we just command healing in his body, Lord. We ask you and thank you for that, Lord, and healing in his heart. And I don't know all the parts and the pieces and everything to the heart, but we just ask you, Lord, for healing in his heart, Lord, that you'd give him many years, Lord, to be healthy and to be busy doing the things that you call him to do, Lord, and to be doing your business, Lord. And we just thank you for that. And just pray, Lord, of just a blessing over him, Lord, that he will not be dizzy. And Lord, we thank you for him in Jesus' name.
Lord, we ask you that you continue to heal him, Lord, and bless his soul and spirit as well. Father, we just know that you will heal him according to your will, and that you will bring glory to yourself through the healing to Tim. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, thank you so much for Brother Tim and the testimony that he is, Lord, for you and his life, Lord, on as he leads forward. Lord, I just thank you so much, Lord, that you have given us him this much time and all that you have done in his life up until this point. And Lord, I just praise you because you are faithful. You have shown yourself. And Lord, I just pray that you would just continue to work in him. And Lord, as his health is in need of repair, Lord, I just pray that you would heal him and fix him up, Lord, as you see fit. And Lord, as he is bored or just not busy enough, Lord, I pray that he would just, I pray that he would find you in those times. And Lord, that his communion with you would be sweet. And Lord, that those moments would not be ones that are led to temptation or in any way, Lord, as the Bible says, idle hands. But Lord, I pray that he would just find his fulfillment in you. Amen. And Lord, that your word would just be precious and Lord, your spirit would be ministering to him in all these things. And Lord, we just ask this in the name of Jesus, for we know that you love to heal both the body and the soul. And we pray this in Tim's life, Lord, that you would just continue to do this in Jesus' name.
Father, we also pray for Debbie as she takes this journey with him and is his life's companion here, Father, that she, you would just give her grace. Give her the grace, Lord, of a loving wife, of the wisdom that our wives speak into our life and can walk with us through these seasons in our life. I pray for her that you would strengthen her, give her wisdom, give her grace, and make her a blessing, Lord. Continue to bless her and let rivers of living water flow from her innermost being to her husband as they take this journey of life in this season together. And Lord, we lift up Tim before you. And we call upon your name with grateful hearts, Lord, with thankfulness for your redeeming love that you have worked in his life and continue to do so. And you have given him the witness of the Holy Spirit and the gift of evangelism, where he has a strong desire to share of your glory and to share of your grace with others, especially for those who are down and out. And I pray, Lord, you would continue to use him, bless him in this ministry and guide him and make him a blessing. Fill him with your Holy Spirit and all the gifts of your Holy Spirit to enrich him and to equip him for the ministry you've called him to. And we anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our brother Tim, we anoint you. Be healed. And the Lord restore you. Lead you safely through and raise you up by his Holy Spirit.
I'm reading a scripture for
for Sarah and Carrie, if I may, as a weight of encouragement for you guys. As you know, I am excited for you. I want to go with you, but I can't. I can't. I can't afford the fare. That's one thing. But I'm excited for you. Amen. I really am. So I'm sharing this scripture because the reason that I Sarah said, and our brother Gary and Sarah, they have been, you know, the evil one would throw any monkey wrench at us that could discourage us and make us doubt. But here's a scripture that I want you to remember. I'm reading. It helps me, and I've read it many times, but it's in Matthew chapter 28. We start on verse 17 all the way to 19. So I'm going to read it out of my New World Translation. It's different a little, but it's the same. It's the same message. So I'm going to start in verse 17 of Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verse 17. I have it marked, but I might have lost it. Just a minute. And this is by way of encouragement for you guys. And I'm feeling like you guys are. Give me a minute. I lost my. Is it in the New Translation? Is it in the New Living Bible?
It's a New American Standard.
Oh yeah, that is correct. That is good. That is good. I like it. So at 17, it says, there is Jesus' words, and it says, and when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And look, I am with you all the days until the end of the system of things. And so he's with you. He'll go with you. In Spanish, there's a saying the Spanish culture would say, may God go with you. Vaya con Dios. I say that to you guys. May he going with you to, because you're putting yourselves out there to do his will. He said that his disciples were going to do more than he did when he was here. How can we do that? Well, you guys are going clear across the other side of the world to do what? To hopefully, and you're going to learn a new language to make a disciple. You hoping to do that, and so he's with you, no doubting. There's no don't let the evil spirit. It, we all are susceptible because he would throw so many negative things at us, but we have, like you scripture that you read, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. So that's it. Thank you, brother.
I have a testimony that I've been wanting to share with this fellowship of the body of Christ, and I've just been waiting for an opportunity to do it. I want to share about my grandpa, who I call him B-Paw, so if I say that, that's who I'm referencing. My B-Paw, my earliest memories of my B-Paw were visiting him in prison. He was a mafia man, and he was sentenced to prison for taking part of a murder against the rivalry mafia in his city. And he was a hardened man. He was the big Irish German and very filled with pride. And he lost my meemaw, and that softened him a little bit, but he was still a very prideful, hard man most of all of his life. I don't remember a time when he really wasn't. And in January of 22, he wasn't doing very well. We knew that we needed to go and see him or we wouldn't have the opportunity again. And that was before we started attending this church, actually. And so I went and I wanted to share the gospel with him. He had been raised Baptist, but obviously had rebelled against that in his very young years. And so at this point he had gotten out of prison and was just an old man living in Delaware. And so we went out to see him, and there was just no opportunity to talk with him. He was in front of the TV the whole time. I asked him if he read, thinking I could leave him a Bible or anything, and he said he didn't read anything. And so I felt really hopeless the last night that we were there, and I just remember going to bed or getting ready for bed and really feeling like the Lord was like, you still have an opportunity. You can write the gospel to him. So I sat down and I was able to write the gospel out for him. I was able to tell him that there's no one good but God, and that there is forgiveness and redemption for anyone who would call upon the name of Jesus. And so I got to share my testimony with him in that letter, and I got to write about how God loves him and desires to know him, and it's never too late. And so I gave the letter to my brother. He was taking us to the airport early in the morning, so I didn't even get to hand it to my B-Paul myself. So I gave it to my brother, and I left it in God's hands, and I never knew if my brother gave it to him. I never knew if anyone read it to him. I didn't know if he could read it himself. And shortly after that, he fell and ended up in hospice because he ended up getting an infection. And the last I got to talk to him one time after that, I told him I loved him. And the only thing he could say through tears was that he knew that I loved him. And then he passed away a few days after that. I never knew if he got to read my letter. Until 2 years later, my aunt sent an email to my stepmom. So this just happened a couple months ago. And my stepmom forwarded it to me. And my aunt told me that letter was with my B-Paw in the hospital when he first fell, in the rehab center when he was trying to recover, and then in hospice. And she said he would ask her to read that letter to him in his moments when he was filled with sorrow or sadness at the end of his life. And she even said that he would wake up, or one time he woke up and thought he was in hell, surrounded by the fires. He would see the fires in his mind's eye, and he was in hospice. And he would ask her one last time to read that letter. And she said peace came over him. And I just share that because you never know. I had very little hope that I might see my B-Paw in heaven one day. And I have more hope now after hearing that story from my aunt more than 2 years after it happened. So thanks for letting me share that.
As we were praying for Carrie and Shredda, the Lord just put something on my heart. I know it's spontaneous, but oftentimes that's how the Holy Spirit does things to us to test our faith. Many of you in the room here do not know that Brother Gene Schroeder, who is John and Justice's father, that he and I ministered together for a few years together as pastoral elders in the church in Loveland back in the early 2000s. And I just want to share as a testimony of God's goodness and grace. When the Lord called their family to Cheyenne, to the church there, and to the work the Lord was doing there, it was very painful experience, I think, for both of us, right, Gene? And for others, that's often how it is. With Hershey's going to Thailand, there's pain there, but especially when he does it more on a local level, right? And especially if there are differences we have to walk through. But I want to share a testimony with you of God's faithful grace in our lives together, that through that season, Gene and I committed to loving one another. And I want to bless you, Gene, for your faithfulness on your side of that, of continuing to seek out that fellowship in me. And would you come up? Yeah. I know it's not what you'd like to do, but I'm going to pull you out of your comfort zone a little bit. We know each other well enough. I can do this. I don't think you'll be offended. I just want to ask you, Gene, as we go into the communion, the breaking of bread, that the closest fellowship that we can have in Christ is around his blood, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit that the Lord has done in us. And the witness is right here. And I want to say that to encourage all of you. Don't be discouraged by your present day troubles, that differences, things that the Lord may be doing in your life where you say, where is God in this? And you wrestle with those things. We're on a journey of life together. Seek the Lord in that journey, and as 1 Corinthians 14 says, pursue love. And he did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you read Hebrews 10?
No.
No, he's not going to do that. Okay. Our fellowship isn't quite that strong, but he's going to do whatever he'd like to do.
So, my Bible tells me, I don't know where it's at. You guys will know the verse. It don't matter. My Bible tells me that that he would finish the good thing that he started.
Philippians 1.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. You know the story. Does anybody know how many children he had? Huh? 10. And if you go to the end of the book, I was just thinking about this morning. You know, the Old Testament was wrote for our benefit. And the Lord restored, how does it read here?
You have to forgive him. He's a King James guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, in my Bible, it says he restored the same amount of sons and the same amount of daughters. It was either 3 and 6, or I don't remember exactly. But it's the same. That's amazing. But what's even more amazing than that is the story in between. We don't have enough time to talk about it, but it's a story. Do you believe that Jesus will finish the good thing he started? I do. No matter what I do or think or whatever, because he will. That's what it says.
That's why you couldn't find the verse. Brother Judd, would you come and read to us out of, you can use my Bible if you like, or yours, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the word that Paul shared with the church as they went into the breaking of bread. No, just verse 23 mm-hmm. down to verse 26.
Okay. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night which he was betrayed took bread. And when he was given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you to do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Sure. Heavenly Father, I'd just like to bless everyone here this day and to thank you that we have the ability to do this without fear of persecution in any way. I know that there's many, many people around the world who cannot do as such, and it's a blessing that we all too often forget. I pray that we would just take this moment and realize how eternally grateful we are to you for dying on the cross for our sins, but for also rising again, that our sins would be covered by your blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
We know how we do it, but just to remind us, we'll just follow through as this song plays. As the Lord leads you, get a cup and a piece of bread, come back to our seats when we all have, and we'll thank the Lord for the bread. We'll partake of that together first, and then I have another prayer over the blood of Christ, thanking the Lord for that as we drink the cup together. God bless you.
the poor, put kings to shame. Their willing hearts will be their treasure.
Your bread, the bread of life, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's take the bread.
Before we partake of the cup, Brother Chris Peterson, would you come? Would you read, you can use your Bible if you like, or use mine, Hebrews chapter 10. You want mine? Verse 19 through 25.
It is a little bit different. Since, therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembly together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Father in heaven, we do bow before you again. Just want to thank you for all your blessings that you've so richly poured upon us. We thank you for this precious time that we can have together. We thank you for your blood that you have shed for us. And we just want to honor that today in remembrance of you, Lord. Just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And just to clarify, I love the King James Version. I still read it a lot. I was just giving him a little hard time. Thank you. One of the things I want to, again, just express to you is the deep love and appreciation the Lord has put in my heart of fellowship with the saints at the communion table. It's one of the things that as I journey in my life with the Lord Jesus, he makes more and more precious to me. With the saints and how that fellowship is necessary. And the What it does in our hearts is more than what we can comprehend as we exercise it together. It's deeper than a conscious level. I think it's on the level of Colossians 2, where Paul said, and I pray that God would knit your hearts together in love. That's what's happening when we fellowship together around the greatest act of love that God ever expressed and lived out for mankind. You know what happens when you knit? You ladies know better than I do, but I've seen, you know, ladies take one yarn string and they keep doing this with their hands, and I can't make a hill of beans out of that. I can't make any sense out of it. But the next thing you know, there's this whole blanket like that could keep you warm at night. It comes from all those pieces of yarn knit together and made one. And that was Jesus' last prayer before he died for us. Father, I pray that you would make them one. And I just want to thank you, Father, that you answer that prayer. You keep answering it. You have answered it, and you keep answering it through the power of your Holy Spirit. You make us one in Christ Jesus. I'll turn the time over.
Thanks, Brother Phil, for that closing word of encouragement. I can definitely back you up on that as far as the being able to fellowship with saints and what for blessing that is. And in our society, we're also self-sufficient anymore, you know. And it just, there is something about it, you know, just being able to fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. So, I know a lot of people like, oh, I don't need church. You know, I can watch at home, watch online, yada, yada. But in, not to discard that or anything, but there's something about coming together and just knowing that we have each other's back and that we have each other in prayer. So thanks again for coming, and please feel free to hang around for lunch. Why don't we all stand and then we'll ask the benediction and the blessing on the new meal. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your goodness to us. And we thank you again for your son, Jesus, that is willing to die on the cross for our sins. Hallelujah. Lord, it's because of you that we're gathered in this way. It's not of ourselves, but of you, Lord. And Lord, we just want to continue to do that throughout this day in a time of our fellowship. Lord, that we could be encouraging to one another, and most of all, that your name would be honored and glorified. Thank you for the physical food. Bless it to our bodies, Father. Bless the hand that prepared it. And Lord, just help us to go from here, Lord, that we can continue to let our light shine for you. We ask this all in Christ's name. Amen.